everyone. So I am not in a good mood. I am PMSing, and PMS is usually the only time that I cry. And I'm not saying that I cry consistently every month, but the way how it can take such an emotional toll. The way how you magnify every single issue. Like, I remember forever ago saying how there's so many things that I do not think about until I'm PMSing. Like, that's how powerful this shit is. And it's just, it annoys me and drains me and wants to blindside me every time. I'm mostly sugar-free. I've been mostly sugar-free since I was a teenager, and the only time that I want sugar is when I'm PM, like when it's my time of the month, when I'm PMSing. That's when I want sugar. You know, you have these cravings, your mood is off, you feel shattered and broken. It's so annoying, and I haven't been exercising, and I don't remember. I know exercise is phenomenal for my mood overall and cramps, but I don't like, I just feel so burdened by PMS right now because I don't think straight. Everything is a crisis when I'm PMSing, and it just it annoys me. Like, it's so annoying. Can you imagine if men had PMS? Because they already are very volatile. They're already children who throw tantrums. They're already very irrational and like to feel like they gotta be in a dick whose dick is bigger contest and shit. Can you imagine if they had PMS? If they got emotional, like, how many rushed decisions they would make because you have to remember that you're PMSing when you're PMSing, you know, because you have to remember that you are not thinking clearly and they're not good at that. Men are not good at thinking, you know? All right, so love is blind. I've said it a few times, so forgive me. Love is Blind is the bread and butter of everyone, every podcaster in this space. Anyone who covers Love is Blind knows that they will get a good, like, YouTubers will get a good 3 to 4 times as many views. Podcast episodes will get more downloads. Love is Blind is bread and butter season after season after season after season, baby. But I can't do it this season. I can't do it. I was going to say this year, but you know, Love is Blind, they're putting new seasons out every 4 months, essentially, or less. So, like I always want to cover Love is Blind. And I even had my episode saying, okay, y'all, watch it so you could, you know, have already seen it when I do my recaps and reviews. I effing hate this cast. I hate this cast. This cast for season 7 is reminiscent of season 2, where you had Nick, who I personally believe is completely batshit crazy, allegedly. It's like if I say anything about Nick online, people attack me. I'm like, okay, he has people coming for anyone who says anything about him. Like, Nick was he was so gross to me. I'm not gonna subject you guys to that. But Nick was a mess. Everybody was a disaster. Nobody should have been together on season 2. And what was I gonna say about season 2? But they were entertaining. I'm typing in. I gotta make sure it's season 2 that I'm trying to slam. That was just the worst. Let me see here. Next season. Yep, I am correct. Season two, the worst. The worst. Season two gave us Shake. Season two gave us Nick. Season two gave us Shane and Natalie, which, God, they were just annoying. Yeah, and Danielle. Season two was a joke, but it was entertaining. And we got Deep Dee, who had her like dope ass speech. I choose me. This season seven, I can't. I really can't. So I painfully, very painfully sat through episode one of season seven, wanting to hurl myself off of a building the entire time. So I just cannot stand the cast. But I will be talking about some people in the cast. So I watched season, or sorry, episode one, and then I got through maybe the first 15 minutes of episode two, and I just, that was, I don't make enough money to watch this. Now, I do want to watch, or I do intend to watch episodes 7 through 12 when they, I think they'll still be in Mexico, and then they'll be in the apartment, and then it'll be the wedding. I think I will watch that. But as far as episodes 1 through 6, baby, I'm not, nope, there's not enough money for me to deal with these people. And this is all Chelsea's fault. Chelsea Kwame's wife was hired by Netflix to cast people. And when people were upset about Trevor being cast, Chelsea was like, no, I didn't cast him, but I'm casting next season. Bitch, you failed. You failed miserably, Chelsea. And I hope that you lose your job, or they put you somewhere else at Netflix. Like, you cast horrible people. Now, with Love is Blind, yeah, it's called Love is Blind, but people need to be attractive. People need to be hot. People need to be conventionally attractive. People need to be stereotypically beautiful and handsome. Why? Because every season, it's enforced, or sorry, every single season, it's affirmed that you have to be attracted to the person you're going to marry. Like, so you can't just love the idea of love and love the idea of connecting through a wall. You guys still gotta fuck. And what have we seen from every single season? People, we see all the tension and the We see all of the tension and the strife when two people are not attracted to each other. We see it. So, to increase the odds of people, of these couples working, they need to be on the same page aesthetically, period. Because then we get Irina and Zach. Then we get Jessica and Mark from season one. Then we get what we get Nicole and Sam. Every single season, we see these people together who don't want to fuck. So, y'all, like, at what point are you gonna realize that everybody should be like around a 8, 9, 10, or around a 3, 5, 6, 7, whatever? Chelsea, this is what you put together. So what they did well this season is they had people who are older, just like the UK version did. Does that matter though? If you got people who are so mismatched, does it matter that everybody is not 24? If you got people who don't make sense on the attractiveness scale? And it's like, okay, who cares? Who cares about looks? I could throw looks out the window. If the cast was likable. This cast? Okay, I saw one episode, but this cast? It feels like stunt casting. Brittany feels like straight up stunt casting. I do appreciate how Netflix is always trying to bring in something new, or sorry, Love is Blind, like somebody with a different storyline. We had that guy who was sexually assaulted a few seasons ago, lost his virginity that way. We'd never hear that. We had the UK bitch who was adopted talking about that. Like, I appreciate people bringing in their own little, or ex I appreciate Love is Blind cast members helping us, like enlightening us on their experiences that we haven't been through ourselves, the ones of us who haven't. But, and I'm mentioning that because then they bring in Steven, who is white but black, but white but black, right? But like this cast, we have to want to root for these people. When you got someone like Leo, again, stunt ass casting, in my opinion. And the reason why I say it's stunt casting is so many hundreds of hours never make it to air, are on the cutting room floor, to the point where Love is Blind will have straight up five couples who get engaged and they don't show us shit. They don't show us a single date. So if Love is Blind producers choose to eliminate so much footage, but yet they make sure to have Leo on the screen talking about his money all the time, then I have to say this shit is stunt casting. Like, but if you're gonna do this stunt casting bullshit, can't the people be attractive and likable? Is that too much to ask? Because we've gotten that from the vast majority of every single season, or at least half of the cast. This is a cast of clowns. Like this cast, I'm not invested in it. I don't. They're either clowns or they're boring or they're unlikable or they seem camera conscious to me. Like, what? I'm not rooting for these people. I should want to fuck these guys. I'm sorry. If you want me to tune in, I should want to fuck these men. I don't want to fuck these men. So that's a crisis. I want to be horny while I'm watching Love is Blind. I want to look at Brett and I want to imagine, I want to fantasize what he would do to me. And what I would do to him. I want to fantasize about these people. I don't want this shit. I don't want Leo. I don't want Tim barking. Are you kidding me? I don't want Ramses. Let me tell you something. If you have, like, okay, there's a reason why I've never dated a man who has hair like Ramses. And I'm speaking for a lot of women. Like, I'm not speaking just for myself. I'm speaking for a lot of women. When you are trying to be unique with your hairstyle that actually is so unique that it's distracting and it don't make sense, I'm done. There's nothing for us to discuss. We ain't got nothing in common. Because I don't think that shit is cute or sexy or serves any purpose other than to be eccentric, which means you need to be with an eccentric hoe. And I'm not an eccentric hoe in that regard because I think you look stupid. How am I supposed to take you to fancy ass events with your hair looking like that? I can't. How am I supposed to want to have sex with you when your hair looks like that? So this is Chelsea's fault. Why the fuck are Chelsea and Kwame still married? Chelsea desperately wants a baby, and I have known, and I've said it back when her season was airing, the Seattle ass season of Love is Blind, season four, I think, four or five. The way how you know that Kwame is wearing a condom. Kwame is probably wearing a condom and pulling out. Like, not just either or. Kwame is probably wearing a condom and pulling out and coming in a condom because he knows how much Chelsea wants to get married. And Kwame started a podcast, by the way. Probably quit his job to do his to do his podcast, which I've never listened to. But And I was hard on Kwame. I said how he's ugly. In the end, I saw that he's kind of good looking. He's not my vibe, not my style. But he's, a smart person, an accomplished person. I'm sure his podcast is decent, but there's, whatever. It's not for me. But the way how Kwame is probably going, taking every measure to make sure that Chelsea don't get pregnant. Knock on wood. Maybe she's pregnant right now. Who knows? Sometimes you put your foot in your mouth as a podcaster, but the way how Kwame is probably making sure Chelsea ain't pregnant because he probably or he possibly plans on divorcing her. I don't like it's always nice when a couple makes sense. Chelsea and Kwame don't make sense. And I don't believe that that's just pure editing, but we will see, right? They're still together. Regardless, this is Chelsea's fault. This cast is Chelsea's fault and whoever else signed off on this bullshit. What the fuck? So I have a list and I'm just gonna start with Leo. Like Hannah is the top is at the top of my list, but I feel like I should start with Leo because Leo, I gotta there's a lot going on with Leo. A lot going on with his ass. So I think hopefully I won't be too hard on him, but we gotta talk about Leo. Okay, I don't really foresee myself going in on Leo too much. What I will say about Leo is he doesn't have any self-esteem. He is aware that he is unattractive. Leo's nose distracts the shit out of me. I focus on it. Like when I see Leo, I see beady eyes and a nose, and that's it. And I see a scrawny ass motherfucker. Like Leo is not cute in the face or the body. Because sometimes you're like, okay, somebody could have a butter face. Somebody could hit the gym or a body is snatched, right? But the face is busted, and you're like, okay, but at least they got the body. He doesn't have a good body. He doesn't have a good face. He doesn't have a good personality. So what does he rely on? Flapping his gums about money to people who don't have money. That's the problem with talking about wealth and maybe talking about a lot of accomplishments, possibly, right? And I don't want to put everything under the umbrella of accomplishments, but talking about money, something that literally makes a difference between life or death. I heard that when you need an organ transplant, the people who are able to hop on a private jet because the organ is only good for a certain amount of time. Sometimes when it's certain transplants and all that. The people who get on a private jet, because you only have a small window of hours. So you have to be able to access a private jet and fly to get that organ. They're the ones who are able to survive. The people who can't do that, they're gonna miss their window. So I'm not explaining all the details of this because I don't need to. Even when you think about health insurance and good doctors and checkups and all of that. So money is important. It's a life or death. It basically determines who's gonna live and who's gonna die in several situations. Look at what the fuck is going, look at certain genocides that are going on. If those people had money to have flown somewhere else, driven or flown somewhere else, a lot of people who were murdered, they would be alive today, right? So money is crucial. It's what everybody wants so they could survive. So why the fuck is Leo in everybody's face talking about money? It doesn't make him likable. He has low self-esteem. He's trying to feel better or good about himself so he can't shut up about money that nobody cares about because they don't like him because he just talks to them about money. When you talk to people about money the way that he does, you feel bad about yourself because you can't relate. And he literally said, you know, it's a good, it's, I'd rather have money. I'd rather have that be a problem than to not have it or whatever. It's a good problem, is basically what he said. Okay, great. But you bringing it up makes people feel inadequate because they can't relate. So they are not going to want to be around you because they're going to feel bad about themselves. It was nonstop. And then sometimes you could stomach repulsive shit like that if somebody is funny or interesting, but he's not. Like, I think there's a lot of stand-up comics who make talking about being rich funny. Leo's not the one. So, yeah, he has a lot of money, but nobody wants him. So, is it really a great thing at the end of the day? I don't know what bitch wants to be with Leo after his appearance on the show. I hope he dates bitches with money who have just as much or more because he's not likable and he's certainly not attractive physically. I wonder what he's going to have to say for himself when he watches this show and appears at the reunion. And what I see happening is him making a bunch of bad jokes because he is very proud of it. Next, we got Hannah, who says she quit her job to be there. At 26 years old, bitch, that's what you should do. I don't think it's a bad decision to make. At 26 years old, guess what? You have decades and decades ahead of you of working. Go ahead and quit your job. Because as some people, to be on Love is Blind, because as some people said, if she advances and get brand deals, she's going to out earn whatever her salary was when she quit and got on the show. Quitting your job for Love is Blind is one of the best business decisions you could make. Period. Business as in investing in yourself. Look at how all of these people come up who are on these Netflix shows. Like Mal from Love is Blind, or sorry, Ultimatum, Queer Ultimatum. The non-stop appearances, non-stop. And they pay well for that shit. The ads definitely cool down. So when you're on the show, you get a much smaller amount of time where you're running a lot of ads like they initially did, because these brands are realizing they're really seriously wasting their money. But between the brand deals and the appearances and everything that comes your way, you really think Britney was making as much money as she's about to come into, possibly? Sorry, Hannah? You really think so? Get it together. But I don't like Hannah saying she quit her job as though her quitting her job means that she wants this more than, say, Monica, who has 10 years on her. Right? Fuck out of here. Get the fuck out of here, Hannah. Honestly, like, I don't care that you quit your job. You're annoying as fuck. Hannah is too insecure to be on this show. I am tired of insecure fat bitches going on Love is Blind and worrying about their looks and their body. It's exhausting. I'm 5'4". I shouldn't be trying to be a runway model. Like, so why are you putting yourself in a position where you're gonna feel insecure? Because the show is all about, if you watch it, you know that love isn't blind. I'm sick of that storyline. And yeah, I called her fat. Yeah. Why? Because all of the new terminology that we could use for a lot of shit, it don't change what people believe when they see somebody. So I could call some, and she's not huge, right? Hannah is like barely overweight, to be honest. She has a fat as fuck face, but her body is fine. She's barely overweight. Especially with the camera adding weight. But I said fat because in her mind, she's fat. In some viewers' mind, she'll be fat. And she's overweight enough for some people to see her as fat. And she certainly sees herself as fat with just her insecurity, right? If you're insecure, don't apply. Even if Love is Blind still pulls that bullshit of getting in people's DMs and asking them to be on the show, don't get on the show. Don't do it. It's not fair to us as viewers, and it's not fair to whoever you're talking to in the pods. You're not right for the show. So, Hannah, with the, oh, I feel like I have to be pretty, and I feel like you like me because you think I'm pretty, and what if my body isn't good, and blah, blah, blah. Let me tell you something. I know it was a very good decision for me to not watch this shit. I'm watching some recaps. That them recaps is gonna take me through. No interest. No fucking interest. Next, we got Britney. I like Britney. Britney is here to let you know her lips is did, her tits is did, just by me looking at her. She's superficial. She dates quote unquote rock stars. And what else did she say? Celebrities and rock stars or whatever. This woman was never gonna wanna fuck with Leo. And this woman. And the Love is Blind producers are so hilarious. The way how they're like, you ain't worth a trip to Mexico, bitch. So they went to Miami and they broke off their engagement while they were together. Now, how many of y'all know that Britney did not give Leo no pussy? The way how Britney wanted to, and I didn't even watch when they met, I just saw like a freeze frame. The way how Britney probably wanted to jump out of her skin. Because the thing with when you're somebody like a Britney, you're not even coming up on social media like that. Like your numbers aren't even climbing because you was barely on the show. But I like Britney. I like that she's just unapologetically a snob, I guess. She was my entertainment because this cast was boring as fuck. And I love her for just not giving a shit about how much money Leo might have. She's like, with that face, it's not enough. Bye. Next, we got Monica and Steven. Monica is beautiful, but Steven, I find him annoying. He's not attractive to me at all. Like, at all. I'm all out. So maybe, again, maybe things will change in episodes 7 through 12, which I plan on seeing if I could stomach. But, like, when I talk about attractive, I'm talking about personality-wise. I don't see it in the face and I don't see it in the personality. I saw a clip where she was like, he was like, oh, I'm sorry, I'm talking too much or whatever. Like, I'm not into it. If you talk a lot, be interesting. Don't bore me. And he seems boring to me. Then we got Tim, who like has one of the biggest baby faces I've ever seen. And then he barks. He barks. Okay, so he looks young and acts young. Chelsea, how the fuck did you find these people to cast? And I want to see better couples, producers. Why the fuck are you showing me people like a man barking? Where the fuck are all the other couples that I'm sure got engaged? Show me them. Like, I wish we could vote on who we want to see on this show. That's dating or whatever. Like, don't show me this bullshit. A man who's barking? I don't know for how long he barked because like I said, I didn't watch. All right. And then I hear that Marissa and Ramses are like very attracted to each other. I'm here for it. I'm excited for the black love that they got going on. Going on. We got three black couples. We got Marissa and Ramses. We got Tim, and I guess her name is Amber. Can't remember. And we got Monica and Steven. That's not bad. But this cast is a bust, I think, obviously. And I love the fact that I don't work for anyone but myself. Because back when I used to be more in this space of writing about celebrities and interviewing celebrities. Well, I was my own boss then too. But when I would write for outlets, like they assign shit to you. I would hate to be assigned to recap season 7 of Love is Blind because it's a disaster, as far as I'm concerned. How is it that a show I enjoy, I had no interest in the pod dates? So what's happening for me with this series is it's done and done. They are playing these seasons too close to one another. The UK version just fucking aired. Enough. There is such a thing as too much of a good thing. Corporate greed doesn't, when there's corporate greed, they never care. But for me, I'm bored now. I'm straight up bored. Full stop. I was so excited for this season because I love this show. I don't love it this year. So hopefully this season is just a fluke. I guess we'll have to see. But thus far, I'm bored as shit. So that's what I gotta say. Sorry to all y'all who think it's great. And I don't know if you guys do, but for me, I'm sorry. I can't spend my finite time on this earth watching this series. This season, sorry. I can't do it. I don't want to fuck these guys. Like, at least if somebody is handsome and the women are beautiful, and some of them are, but at least if the men are handsome, I'm going to want to watch for the eye candy. There's no eye candy. You got Leo. You got Ramses. You got somebody barking. You got Steven. You got balding ass men. Balding ass, receding ass hairline. Hairlines? I'm good. I'm good. So, anyways, that is why you ain't getting recaps for episodes 1 through 6, possibly the whole season, but at least episodes 1 through 6, y'all ain't getting no recaps from me. All right, y'all. Talk to you soon. Bye.